This is our green segment. Let me ask you, do you recycle? So you think that qualifies you as an environmentally conscious person? I mean, I do that. I do some other things as well. When I own diesel vehicles, I burn biodiesel. I have CFLs and LEDs in my house. But, you know, in our society of consumption, filling our blue bins, I think, kind of gives us almost a feel-good excuse to keep consuming our stuff. We think we're doing our part. There's plenty of evidence that recycling alone is not going to save the world. And in this segment this week, I wanted to talk with Richard Fisher. He's the chief sustainability officer from a company called Evolve, which actually is a national ink, cartridge, and toner recycling program. It's based out of Hoffman Estates. They've won a lot of endorsements, including one from the EPA. The EPA has said that reuse, is a much more sustainable approach than mere recycling. There is reduce, reuse, recycle as the three legs of environmental awareness. So why has it evolved that recycling has outstrided the other two in public consciousness and behavior? Let me ask you, Richard, why do you think that is?
Well, I think recycling started as a way to keep stuff out of landfills and to sort of reduce the burden on the end of the life cycle. And it's only more recently that we've come to think of it in terms of the evolution, if you don't mind the pun, of recycling to be something that supports a more sustainable manufacturing cycle and more sustainable economy.
Does there exist, though, in that model, a cost component? The idea that if something is going to be reused, unless it's a glass bottle where you can just sterilize it and refill it and put a new cap on it, cartridges, for example, there is processing, there's handling, there's shipping. Those are all cost factors.
They are cost factors, and you can think of it in terms of dollars, you can think of it in terms of energy, or you can think of it in terms of material consumption.
Mm.
And we've evolved to the point, again, no pun intended, where there are a lot of academic centers that essentially measure this sort of thing, and there are lots of studies now that show that having a reuse of something like a printer cartridge and having a refurbished or remanufactured printer cartridge is a cost savings to the consumer anywhere between 20% and 50% over a brand new cartridge. And more importantly, in the manufacturing cycle, is a huge energy savings, less than half of the energy required.
Because what do they typically do when you use your HP cartridge and you send it back to them? They grind it up.
They grind it up, and they will tell you that about one out of, for every eight cartridges that they grind, they're able to make one new one. That's sort of self-verified, so you can't get below that. But even if you take it as true, we take in cartridges, and we use every one that's usable. Every one that is usable goes into a brand new ink and printer cartridge.
And it's a good model, because what is it? There's like hundreds of millions of these things that are sold in this country every year.
Yes, there absolutely are. We ourselves remanufacture about 20 million ink and laser toner cartridges a year, and that's a very small segment of the overall market opportunity.
Now, the point I always think that if a company is going to get, let's say, into adopting reuse, it should save the money,
yes,
not cost the money. Is it a myth? Is it a misperception that a lot of reuse programs are costing, and so all you're going to get out of it is sort of an opportunity to put it in your PR releases?
Well, honestly, if you're a business, a reuse model actually gives you cash on both ends. In the first place, where you provide a recycling company like Evolve with the empty cartridges, you get paid cash for that. And so our manufacturing inputs, the empty cartridges, become a cash opportunity for you. Secondly, when you embrace reuse as a purchasing option, you save, again, at least 20% off what it would cost you to buy a brand new cartridge, say, made by an original equipment manufacturer. Our cartridges are at least 20%
yeah,
less expensive.
I did a TV story once. I can't remember the name, but it was a philanthropic organization somewhere here, maybe Lakeview area, and they did the reuse thing, and it was for nonprofits, and they were a nonprofit. You know what I'm talking about, by chance?
You may be talking about Funding Factory or one of the others, but one of our big programs has been giving cash to schools and teachers. They have their kids bring in used printer cartridges, used electronics. We actually pay cash for them that allow the teachers then to outfit the classrooms with the things that today's budgets just simply don't allow.
Now, you serve businesses, though. I'm just an individual user, consumer. Do I have any options other than sending it back to HP?
You absolutely do. In fact, if you go on our website, evolverecycling.com, you can follow the simple instructions to send your cartridges.
So you do take back consumer products?
We do. We take it back at all levels.
And pay for them?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Is this a model that you think is, or do you see is, being adopted more broadly in manufacturing, that companies are popping up and seeing that reuse is not just good environmental sense, but it's, you make a good business case for it?
Yeah, I think it's almost inevitable. I think the way our economy is evolving to sort of a least cost sort of approach, every business wants to find ways to take costs out of their supply chain. They want to find those things where they don't need something that's brand new, that they can do something that's remanufactured. You know, it works just as well. We have it tested by third-party labs to make sure that it functions just as well as the original one.
What other kinds of applications do you see that it might work in, other than just cartridge? I mean, not something that your firm would do.
I think it works great in something else that our firm does as well, which is wireless technology, yeah. Refurbished cell phones.
Don't the, on the cartridge side of things, don't the OEMs, the equipment manufacturers, don't they kind of sabotage what you're doing? You know, when I put in I go to Costco and I have it refilled, but the printer doesn't recognize it. It says, even when I first put it in, it's empty, even though I know it's not. Isn't that something that the manufacturers are trying to do to thwart companies like you from getting around them?
It is a game of cat and mouse, yes. You will see that the OEMs have evolved some of their technologies by putting chips on to try and create barriers to just simply putting in a remanufactured cartridge that will work just as well. Yeah. The good news is, you know, we're not technologically ignorant ourselves, and we're able to come up with solutions.
Put your headset on here. I want to talk to Vivian here. Hi, Vivian. You have a pretty good question. Go ahead. You're on WGN.
You were starting to address this. I like to use refurbished print cartridges, making sure that, you know, I'm doing the right thing. And I recently got a printer from, I won't say the manufacturer, but I went to put in one of the cartridges. And, of course, yes, just like you said, Bill, I got the message that the printer would not recognize it. I was on the phone with the tech people, or the support people. They said, oh, no, you have to use original X manufacturer's cartridge.
Of course they're going to say that.
So, yeah, of course. And, so of course, I didn't want to void the warranty, because that's what I was told. It was going to be void the warranty on the printer. Now, the printer is now a year old. So, you know, it passed its warranty because I didn't get an extended one anyway. I'd like to start using the refurbished, cartridges again. And I wonder if your guest, has any experience with, you know, the printers, you know, the voided warranties type thing, or the fact that the printer won't recognize that, if there's a way around that, because I'd like to use them again.
I can answer both questions. First, it actually is illegal under federal law for a printer manufacturer to void a warranty because you use a remanufactured cartridge. That's actually written
yes.
into the federal statute.
Good.
So
yes. You're feeling empowered, Vivian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So that takes care of that issue, and it's unfortunate that some representatives of some OEMs can convey that impression from time to time. When they get caught doing it, they straighten up their act pretty quickly. On the actual issue, not knowing the brand of remanufactured cartridge you use, not knowing the brand of the printer, I have to stick to generalizations. And I will tell you, when a new printer comes out, typically the remanufactured industry is usually maybe 6 to 18 months behind, waiting until there's enough cartridges in circulation to figure out how to remanufacture a cartridge for that particular printer. So it may have been that it was just simply very early in the cycle, and the particular printer hadn't been figured out yet as well as it could be. Also, there is tremendous, you have to not buy your remanufactured cartridges off the internet, you know, where God knows where they were made or how they were made. You need to buy them from a reputable source.
Right. Okay.
All right, Vivian,
well,
I'll give you the...
It was, because I had used particular company's cartridges before with no problem. So I'm gonna go back to it, because I think it's the way to go.
Good for you. So what's the website, Richard?
EvolveRecycling.com.
Remember that one, Vivian.
Right, I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, glad you called WGN. Well, good. Richard, thank you for coming in. I will look at that myself, because I save those things. I've got a collection of old cell phones in my desk, computers and printers in my garage.
We can help with those, too.
Really?
Yes, right on the same website.
We just got a new cell phone for my wife, and there was a yousellit.com or something, and I got $25 for it, rather than just giving it back to the company that...
Well, unless it was a very old cell phone, I'm going to guess we would have paid more.
Oh, darn it. All right. Richard, thank you so much. Again, it's EvolveRecycling.com. Right?
Yes,
right?
It is.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Bye-bye.